used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. I have some crazy news. Frankie the Finger, a guy that was on an episode earlier, he was there the first time I ever gambled. My dad took me to the racetrack when I was 5 years old. And I've known Frankie ever since. We don't really talk too much anymore because, number one, I don't gamble. And Frankie, degenerate gambler, old. I think he's like 105 years old, maybe. I don't know. That may be high. But Frankie's clueless. And you see, he could make the bet in Pennsylvania where he lives. All he has to do is walk down the street. But he doesn't like to leave the house. He can even do it online, but he has no idea how to turn on a computer. But Frankie got a hold of me, and he told me that he won $25,000 last night on the Pittsburgh Pirates versus the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm a Pirates fan. I would never take the Pirates. Frankie must have got confused. Frankie's always getting confused. That's kind of why I stopped talking to him. But he's been gambling for, now he must be gambling for like 80 years. I don't know how, I don't know where he gets the money, and I don't know where he found a bookie to take his action. He found a bookie out here in Vegas, and I'm talking to Frankie earlier. I'm like, Frankie, where do I pick, where do you want me to meet the guy? And he's like, I don't know, Benny, find a spot. That's my Frankie. So I get the idea. There's this place that does open mic comedy, the Dive Bar out here in Vegas. And I'm like, all right, I go, Frankie, I'm going to tell them that I'm going to get the money at the dive bar. And Frankie's like, dive bar? Like, there's 100 dive bars in Vegas. What dive? I need to know where to tell the guy. I'm like, Frankie, no, the name of it's the Dive Bar on the Flamingo. And he's like, Benny, Flamingo? Pick it up at a bar. And I'm like, oh, Frankie. So I go down the dive bar and I pick up this money. And there's this bookie, 4'2", short, tiny, little midget bookie. That's midget bookie. I said midget. So what? You watch Dave Chappelle's special? He said way worse than that. This midget bookie, 4'2", little Italian guy, got a little mustache, got a little beret on his head, smoking a cigarette. He's like, are you Benny? Are you Benny? A little squeaky voice. I want to get out of there because the dive bar, it doesn't, it's a little dangerous. Biker bar, a lot of tough guys. And there's this little 4'2" guy. And then there's this gigantic meatball standing next to him. Big 400-pound, shaved head, tough guy. And I am so nervous. Like, I'm ready to leave without the money. I'm so damn nervous. I'm nervous doing comedy there. What am I going to be, like, standing there at 25,000 when there's 10 other bikers in the corner got their eye on me wondering what the hell I'm doing? And so this 400-pound meatball, he's holding the bag full of money. And he stares me in the eye, and I'm sweating bullets at this point. And he goes, I love that morning after joke you do. He's a fucking fan of my comedy. He loves the show. He's a great guy, nicest guy I've ever met. But so now I got this bag of 25,000. And I'm going to call Frankie up, and I got to figure out how to get it to him. All right, Frankie, pick up. I got your money, buddy. Hope he's awake. Hope he remembers how to answer a phone. It is a landline. Wonder if he has an answering machine.
Hey, hello?
Frankie!
Hello?
Frankie, it's Benny.
Who is this?
Benny Legg.
Who?
Benny Legg, I got your money.
I don't have any money.
Frankie, yeah, you do. You have $25,000 in this bag sitting right next to me.
Benny, I don't have any money. I told you I don't think I...
Frankie,
I don't want you calling me, Benny.
Frankie, How old are you now?
93. 94. 95.
Okay.
I'm in my 90s. I know.
Frankie, we spoke yesterday on the phone. You bet the Pirates. You took the Pittsburgh Pirates and you won $25,000, Frankie.
Benny. First of all, Benny, I would never... the Pirates.
Listen.
Benny. Have you seen the Pirates? All they got going for him is Willie Stargell. But the other guy, Willie Mercer and Jim Everland, are you insane? Billy, I would never. Billy, I would never. $25,000. What are you on, drugs? Are you doing the drugs? Are you doing the drugs, Benny?
Frankie, you may be a little confused. You see,
You're telling me I bet $25,000 on the Pirates.
You bet $20,000 on the Pirates last night. It paid $25,000. I met this bookie out here. You know the two bookies out here in Vegas?
Benny, listen, I am waiting. I am waiting for a very important phone call from the cable person, so I don't got time for your tomfoolery, Benny.
All right, Frankie, let me break it down. I know there's a little confusion. I know, you know, it comes and goes with you. I get it. But listen to me. I have a bag right here. $25,000 is in it because last night you bet on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Benny, seriously, did you get my money?
Yeah, your money. Yeah, I have your $25,000. Yeah.
Was it Ike and Tiny?
Ike and Tiny. That's the name of the bookie. It's
back in the day, we used to call him Ike and Tina. You know, like Ike and Tina Turner.
You know,
it's funny. Tiny, you think would be the little guy.
Tiny was the big guy. That I found that strange too.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
So it's coming back to you now, Frankie?
They used to live down here in Pittston. And when Pittston used to be like, people would place bets, they'd go out the door back in the day. And Ike retired to Las Vegas. So, and he took Tiny with him. Just so you got my money. Can you believe that?
Is it coming back?
The Phillies, I knew they were going to do it.
No, Frank.
You know why? No, hold on, please. This is important. You know how much I love the Phillies. Mike Schmidt and Pete Rose and Steve Carlton, they're, come on. You can't beat the Phillies. This year's the Phillies year.
Frankie!
Yes?
You didn't bet the Philly. First off, you're naming players from when you were like 50 years old, 40 years ago. Okay? That's your first problem, Frankie. Second thing is, now I think you're catching on. I have your money. I have the $25,000, but you bet the Pirates.
Benny,
the Pirates won. Benny, the Phillies lost, Frankie.
Benny, I don't have any money. I told you that.
You have $25,000. Right now, you have $25,000, but not because you bet the Phillies. The Phillies lost. You bet the Pirates. You won $25,000. How do I get this money to you, Frankie? I can't wire you. You don't know how to use the damn computer. What am I going to do with this $25,000, Frankie? Remember what you did. You called me yesterday. You told me you bet the Pirates. I'm like, you're crazy. You got to be crazy.
First of all, I would never, ever bet the Pittsburgh Pirates. Second of all, your mother, is she still living down here? Because you're on drugs. You're on drugs. And that goes hand in hand with your gambling. Trust me.
Okay,
I used to do a thing called Jenny Poppers. Jenny Poppers would keep you up all night. You on them Jenny Poppers?
Okay, first off, Frankie, I'm sorry for yelling. I want to apologize for yelling a little bit earlier.
That's, I don't, Okay, well, I accept your apology.
Okay, and also, I'm not sure if you recall, but I quit gambling. I don't gamble anymore.
Oh, why, Benny?
Well, I do comedy, and you mentioned drugs, which I think now's the time for a little break.
You do what?
No, I don't do the drug. Listen, I do comedy.
Why are you doing it? I told you. You're on the drugs.
No, well, so here's the thing. You mentioned drugs, and listen, we're gonna listen. Not Frankie. Right now, I'm not talking to you. Just so you know, I'm talking to the audience of the podcast. Okay, so just hang tight.
What
all right.
The hell are you talking about?
The podcast. I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
Are you on drugs?
Okay. All right. You know what? It's funny you say the drugs thing.
Freddy, I'm waiting for the cable guy.
Frankie. Okay. We're going to get back. Okay, audience. Frankie, this isn't for you. Audience, I'm going to get back to the 25,000 with Frankie.
Not for me. What do you mean it's not for me? Why are you calling me?
Right, first off, I called you for the 25,000. I also want to let you know.
I don't have any money.
I do comedy now, Frankie. And you mentioned drugs, and
what?
I did comedy, Frankie. I'm a comedian.
What do you mean, comedy?
I'm a comedian now, Frankie.
You're not a comedian. You're not funny.
All right, you know what? I'm going to prove it to you, Frankie. I'm going to play a joke I did from the other night. You listen to it, and you tell me if you think I'm funny.
You're going
to
play a joke on me?
I'm going to play on it. Frankie, just shut up for 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes, Frankie. 40 seconds, and I'm going to play a damn joke so everybody can hear it that it's really funny about drugs.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Respectful little bastard.
I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to play the clip.
You're playing with your clit?
But to celebrate, I went out and I got super drunk and I got super high out of my mind. And I was taking a piss in a bathroom stall and I saw that there was a phone number written on it and underneath it said Coke. And I've never tried it before, so I decided to give the number a call. And when I went to pick it up, the guy tried to fuck me in the ass. Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, didn't you call the number for cock? I read the fucking thing wrong. And there were no refunds, so. I'm a little sore today.
So you are on the cocaine.
No.
That makes sense with these calls of you being a comedian and me winning money.
You didn't find that funny?
What, that you do cocaine?
No, well, okay, here's the
thing. Drugs are what's killing America. That and ungrateful little bastards like you, you son of a bitch. No offense to your mom. I like her.
I didn't get the cocaine in the joke, though, Frankie. I got cock because I was confused. I've read the thing
wrong.
What? Here's the thing. So the bit is that I went to go pick up cocaine, and I read it wrong. And it turned out to be cock. So I got cock, not cocaine.
So you're a homosexual.
Well,
another thing that I'm very confused about with your generation, you guys will stick it in anything.
To be clear, I didn't try cocaine.
You're queer, and I guess that's okay these days. It's okay to be queer, Benny. I don't get it.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I am not. And I also didn't try cocaine. It was just a joke, Frankie. It was just a joke. Because I'm a comedian now.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, so last night...
You being a comedian, not the joke, if that's what you call that.
Last night, Frankie, for the fifth time, you bet on the Pittsburgh...
Benny, did you get my money?
Yes, exact. Okay, good.
So good. Okay, so now, how... Listen... Are you? Can you Western Union that to me, or?
Do you know how to use Western Union?
No.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll send it to my mom, and she could find you. How's that sound?
How's your mom?
Oh, she's.
I always liked her.
She's doing wonderful. She's doing great. She never liked you though.
That's not true.
She's phony. She's phony to your face.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah, that's true. But so I'm going to send it to her, though, and then she will meet you and give you your $25,000 that you won on the Pirates last night. Because you bet the Pirates. I couldn't believe when you told me.
Benny.
Huh.
I did. Stop with the joking around. I would never bet. Benny, I don't got time. I got the cable person calling. $25,000 in the Pirate. You know I'm a lifelong Phillies fan.
Oh, my goodness.
They played the Phillies. Am I confused? Did they play the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday?
You know what, Frankie? You're right. They played the Phillies, Frankie. They played the Phillies. You know what, Frankie? I think, you know what? Okay, I have, I'm going to try this one more time. The Pirates played the Phillies. You bet the Pirates. You bet on the Pirates. And you won $25,000 because they beat the Phillies.
I won $5,000. I would never bet $5,000 on the Phillies. On the Pirates. Not even all tangled up. Benny, I don't got time for this, okay?
Okay, so let me just ask you this real quick. You would never bet on the Pirates. Would you bet on the Phillies?
Well, yeah, I bet $25,000 on the Philadelphia Phillies yesterday.
Jeez. Did you happen to see the score? Did you happen to see the score?
Well, that's why I'm calling you.
You don't have the money?
You know how it has been me, kinda.
Okay, so.
I don't know what to do, because I'll tell you right now, Tiny and Ike and Tiny, they will come and get me. They're still connected here in the Pittston area.
I have good news. I have good news, Frankie.
There's no good news with this, Benny.
No, I'm telling you. Listen,
I'm 98 years old and I'm a dead man, which I guess is worse ways to go.
Okay,
I could die from a cocaine or a cock overdose. Like you probably are going to. I'm sorry about that.
I have a solution.
Oh, you have a solution. And you could even mow my lawn if you tried. What? I'm in trouble, Benny. That's why I'm calling you. What should I do?
Okay, first off, I called you, Frankie. Okay? I called you. To tell
what?
You, to remind you that you bet on the Phillies last night.
Okay? That was the dumbest thing I've done.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm a Pirates fan. I was a little disappointed. And the Pirates ended up winning. I was surprised because the Pirates, they don't win a lot. And I know that you would never...
He's hitting the storm.
Yeah, see, he didn't even play last night, and they won, which was the crazy thing. But
he didn't even play.
No, he didn't even play, and the Pirates beat the Phillies. Now, unfortunately, you bet on the Phillies, Frankie, and you lost $25,000. But, Frankie, for everything you've done for me in my life, for always being there by my side, I'm willing to forgive your $25,000 debt. I will handle it. I actually ran into Ike and Tiny earlier. It turns out Tiny's a fan. So I think I could work something out.
A fan of what? The Pirates like you?
No. I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
What?
Yeah. Okay, anyway. So you don't owe anything, Frankie. Nothing. You don't have to worry about it. Forget this conversation ever happened. Forget about the bag of money forget about the $25,000 that you owe him. And just don't worry about it, Frankie. All is forgiven, okay? Because
how do you have money? First of all, I appreciate it. I don't mean to quite, but you, Benny, you've never had money, Benny.
I do now. Frankie, you're right. I've never had anything. I'm sorry that you bet the Phillies. I'm sorry that you lost, but the good news is you don't owe anybody anything. Just forget this ever happened, okay? Don't worry about it, Frankie. Okay? Did you happen to catch the Dave Chappelle special last night? The new Netflix special that Dave Chappelle did?
What the hell are you talking about, Billy?
Billy. Frankie, don't.
Benny, I gotta go. I got the cable guy.
Good.
The Pittsburgh Philly game is today, so I got, and the cable's all messed up.
All right, good luck on your game, Frankie.
Don't call me anymore, Benny, okay? I don't have any money. Just leave me alone.
Frankie and his landline.
what am I supposed to do now? I got this big bag of money just sitting here, and Frankie apparently doesn't even know it exists. So let me take a second and weigh the options, because the little devil on my shoulder keeps telling me to take it. What, a little angel on my shoulder keeps telling me to do the right thing.
Think about what we'll do for your comedy.
You shouldn't do that to Frankie. He would never do that to you.
Remember when you couldn't even afford a cheeseburger?
You quit gambling, and you don't lie anymore, like you used to all the time to everybody about your gambling. You're not a liar, so don't lie about the money. Give the money to Frankie.
Frankie's gonna be dead in a week anyway. So what does this even matter? Take the money, you idiot.
Hey, idiot? No, idiot. I just don't know how to make a decision. That's all.
No, you are an idiot. But why don't you just flip a coin?
That's a pretty good idea there, Angel. I'd be okay with that. Flip a coin, Ben. Heads is you take the money because the devil has a head. Well, I guess I'm in jail too. But, all right, you decide.
All right, that settles it. I will flip a coin. Now, we're at the point in the show where I always update the counter for episodes without gambling. Currently at 27 episodes. And I think it's time to update that counter. And I always put a noise when I do the update. So why don't I flip the coin? And then when it lands, that'll be the updated sound for the counter. So I have my quarter here. Heads is I take the money. Tails is I give it to Frankie. Here we go. We're going to update the counter right now to 28 episodes without gambling. All right, so the coin landed. It is spinning on the table in a circle. It is spinning. It is still spinning. All right, this is awkward. I've never seen this happen before. And what a weird time for it to happen. Timing's always been a problem for me. How is this coin still spinning? Land on heads, please. All right, looks like it's slowing down. Looks like it's slowing down, leaning towards... I'm not going to flip it again. This better stop spinning. Come on now. Come on, land on heads. Land on heads. Land on heads. How? What in the world? It's picking up steam again. It is even going faster than when we began. Oh my goodness, this doesn't make any sense. Nothing ever good happens to me. I'm fed up. Find out next week. Show's over. Boom.
Should we tell him it's a trick quarter?
No. Let's see how long he stays awake for.